Delft, we had dinner together, and Anne and me started talking about something we talked in the car about Sati and Panya. That Ajahn was saying that Sati knows the object and Panya understands the object. But we were a little confused. Sati knows the object and Panya understands the object. But then Ajahn said that Sati knows, for example, knows harness as harness, right? Or not?
I think you're confusing citta with sati, because when knows the object clearly, it's reference to citta, whereas sati is mindful, which is another function. Knowing the object clearly is the function of citta. Sati is mindful of the object, and panya understands the characteristic or function or whatever of the object. Right, Ajahn?
Words, right? We try so hard to understand the difference between the words, but the characteristic of the object has to be exactly the same, no matter to what. To just the kaya vinyana, the body consciousness, or at moment when there is some understanding, see, different from not knowing what it is as before, because there is touching and the object is just the hardness, nothing known at all as not self, as it's not a cup, it's not just, not yet. My karma, after hearing some words about the truth, there can be some understanding, just the idea about the object, as nobody can change the characteristic which is hard into anything different at all. It has to be as it is, no matter what experiences it, whether there's panya or no panya, or just the body consciousness, the object has to be the same. But why do we say that it does not appear well? Because no understanding at all. And not understanding that it is different from seeing. It's touching. Now, who can make the difference? Only panya begins to understand that at moment of touching, there shouldn't be thinking or seeing at that moment at all. So it begins to understand just a little bit about that which is just a reality, different from what it's seen, what it smelled. So it depends on cetasikas which arise with it, whether there is sati or not, or there is only and very little panya which does not appear yet, as it can understand much better than just beginning to understand. So it's not our own thought about this is sati and that is panya, but it has to be the development of understanding itself which brings just a little more different understanding. For the person who has no idea about satipatthana at all, no conditions for sati to arise with that moment, but they can be thinking whether it's that sati or not sati or whatever it is, but it's not the sati which is derived or conditioned by the intellectual understanding enough, because they're touching and touching and touching. Who can tell what moment is clear better, even just a little bit, before knowing that there is some understanding that it's not I who touch. It's not I who touch. Usually when there's no understanding of sati, it's I all the time. After 3 moments of hearing, seeing and so forth, it's there. So it appears that I all the time, even touching, no one but I. And that is not without sati.
That is not without sati.
That is not sati.
So Ajahn, what you're saying is that even though sometimes before there's the idea of I touching something, there is the experience of hardness. At that time, it's vinyana, it's just citta experiencing an object.
And 3 moments after that, it's I.
So it can happen to anyone, even that. But when there's sati, the 3 moments after that is with sati, then it's a little different from that So at that time, in the beginning, it won't appear, but there can be little intellectual understanding at that time, that it's little different from that. But the even then, the character of sati does not appear, but
and
it's there.
And when we put just a grain of salt here and drink, who can tell whether the taste is different? But it's different. But when it's more and more, there can be more appearance of whatever we understand it as sati.
And understanding, of course, is there performing its function. We don't have to know the characteristic. We just know that there is some understanding.
That's
not
why,
like before.
That's why panya is not sati, see. But they arise together.
Ajahn says that's why. For what reason panya is not sati?
Before understanding anything about sati, it is experienced exactly the same as before, as usual. But when there is more understanding, condition for sati to arise, it's just a little different, like a grain of salt put in the water, in the glass. Can you know that it's there? But from hearing, there can be some understanding that something different. So very little.
The reason Ajahn said why is because
this is not panya. We can see the difference between sati and panya.
Like in the beginning, there might be some intellectual understanding, but the characteristic of sati does not appear. So you can see that at that moment there is understanding, and it's different from sati. So when sati appears, then to panya itself, there's the characteristic of sati appears to panya. So panya is one reality, and sati is another reality.
Could you explain that again?
Because I was saying that in the beginning, sati does not appear. When you know that, because normally we know this is hardness, usually with a sense of self. But sometimes there's even that you can see that before there's a self, we know hardness through the body sense, or sound through the ear, right? And then there's thinking about it. So we can see at least that distinction, that it's not the same. Thinking about it and the experience of hardness are two different things. Hardness is two different things. But when there's a beginning of understanding, and when there's understanding, there has to be sati also, because it's a sobhana dhamma. So sati is there. But in the beginning, the characters of sati won't appear. But there's beginning of understanding. So I was saying that when there's understanding, although there's understanding, the character of sati does not appear, you can know that there's understanding. Means it's different from when there's no understanding. So that is panya. That's why Ajahn said, that's why panya is not sati. Even though in the beginning there's no, the character of sati does not appear, but panya is there. And then when the panya grows, then slowly the characters of sati can appear. That's when panya is higher. That's when Ajahn often reminds us, we have to know the difference between moments of sati and when there's no sati. In the beginning, at the intellectual level, there cannot be knowing the characteristic of sati. Right, Ajahn?
Sati can arise without panya also.
Yeah, but that's different kind.
Not at the level of
sati. At the level of satipatthana.
Dana, siddha, that's when
sati. Oh, that's that kind of sati. I see. Right. And when Ajahn said that we can know hardness as hardness, which chetasika is knowing hardness as hardness?
Usually, seven chetasikas.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, but knowing hardness and hardness, is that some kind of panya there?
Not at all.
Sati? Not
just
at
experience hardness.
Child say this is hard. That's chitta with seven chetasikas knowing hardness.
So knowing hardness as hardness is nothing special.
No, it's different. That's what Acharya was saying. The special comes when there's panya. And then when the panya is grown enough, then the characters of sati appears. Then you know there's a big difference. When there's sati and panya, knowing hardness, and when there's normal knowing hardness.
So the ignorant person knows hardness as hardness.
But not with panya.
Why not?
He's still ignorant, yes. Ignorance with ignorance.
It's not sweet. Everyone, it's hard.
It's not sweet, it's hard.
No.
What?
When there is touching.
Oh. It's hard, it's not sweet. Ajahn is saying it's hard.
Everyone,
it's not sweet.
That moment, it experiences hardness only, no matter who. No sati, no panya.
I mean, normal people know, everybody, that's common. Everyone knows that hardness is not sound, sound is not visible object, is not taste, is not smell. Right, that's chitta, knowing objects. And then after 3 moments, thinking, the self comes in, and then at the thinking level, we are talking about thinking. When we say this is hard, we're talking about the thinking that follows.
Oh, the thinking that follows does not see hardness as hardness, sees hardness as a thing. As a thing, right?
Yes, that's where the problem is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As a table, as a microphone.
Later.
But actually, Acharya is saying it happens even before the thinking. At just 3 moments after the hardness, experience of hardness, already the self comes, wrong understanding comes.
What does the word self means here when...
Okay.
It's like me, yeah, me experiencing hardness?
Who's talking now?
No, it doesn't have to be a long story. It's already there.
No, I know, but I just want to. I. That's not exactly my question. My question is, does it mean that I'm knowing hardness as a table? Because that's also a ta.
Is there a table?
No, there's no table. So those 3 moments later, it means that it's that I feel that it's me who is knowing the hardness, or it means that I'm knowing a table.
Who knows it?
It has to start with hardness. The wrong understanding.
No, I know. It
no hardness.
I know it starts with hardness.
Yes. So wrong understanding experiences hardness, not table.
I know.
Hardness in the wrong way.
It experiences hardness, but 3 moments later, what happens? Do you know table, or is just the feeling that I am?
No feeling. No. That's many chittas already.
No. Well, the self. 3 moments later is the self.
Already, it starts. If wrong view arises, it arises. Anytime, even ignorance arises, sometimes with or without wrong view, ignorance attachment, sometimes with wrong view. 3 moments later.
But 3 moments later, if there's still ditasawa, so it will arise 3 moments.
Not always. Sometimes it's without wrong view. Right, Acharya? Sometimes after hardness, the wrong view does not arise every time.
There are many different processes.
And even in between, if after 3 moments wrong view arises, after that there's hardness again and thinking and bhavanga.
The way it is.
And it can be without wrong view
also.
The way
it is.
It can be anything.
But after 3 moments, chavanatta is asava, ditasava.
Ditasava is always there.
Yes.
In every process.
After seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching.
Yes, there's the
as long as it's not eradicated yet.
Yeah, before sotapanna, 3 moments after experiencing any moment, there's ditasava.
Whoever, because when it's not ditasava, it can be kamasava, it can be pavasava, it can be achivichasava. Four kinds
that
of.
Is one of the four?
One at a time, all together.
Together?
Like kamasava and avichasava.
What I'm hearing and trying to understand is that Banya will know the difference between even brief moments with Banya, the difference between that and no moments of Banya, but it will be later when sati is more developed that Banya will know sati as not self? Or will it know the object as not self.
I think the characteristic of sati, when it's very weak, will not appear to panya. When, only when it's strong enough can it appear to panya.
Right.
I think that's what it is, right?
So it's the characteristic of panya we're talking about, not the characteristic of the object.
Panya knows when sati is the object, the characteristic of sati appears, it means at that time sati is the object.
Yes, yes. Mm. And if the object is of panya,
hardness,
visible object or hardness,
then that is the
then
object.
That's the object. But at that point, what is not known is the sati.
In the beginning, right. It's just intellectual
understanding. Yes, I understand that. I'm talking about further along here.
So further along, when the panya develops and hardness is known, at some point, the characteristic of sati will also appear.
Okay. After hardness is known as hardness.
Or anything. Or visible object, or thinking,
right,
or anything.
Right, is known as it is as known as what it is, known as a reality.
Right. So at some point, because sati is strong enough to appear to panya, sati can be, even after hardness is knowing there's sati, I mean when panya knows hardness as hardness, at that moment following, panya can know sati also, right, Ajahn? Can panya know sati that
panya
is
can know anything?
And at the time it knows hardness as hardness, it will also know hardness as not self.
Understanding knows.
Panya knows. Yeah, panya knows as not self.
And it can also know the other two characteristics.
Right, anicca,
as well,
and dukkha,
chai.
But not at
only
the same
one,
time.
Only one characteristic can be known at a time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not
yeah.
at the same time, right.
Ajahn, we were talking last week about the about rupa and dhatu last week. Now I was looking at those eight rupas that must always arise. Now it seems really there are 13 rupas that always arise. Why are we? Well, we've got the eight mahabhuta, four mahabhutas plus one no rando, one no rasagandu, and oja, plus the four lakkhana rupas. Of lakkhana rupas of upachaya, upasantati, jarata, anicca, and also there is paricheda rupa. Those four. So in between the kalapas. So there are always 13, but we're told there are only eight. So why? But
just talk about that, which has the reality of. Rupa.
I'm not following you, Ajahn.
Because you see that when we talk about just one kalapa, there are eight.
Yes.
But when we talk about akasa in between kalapas, there is akasa space in between kalapas.
It must be.
It's there.
Yes.
But it's not included in eight, but it's there.
Right. Okay. And same with the lakkhana rupas. They're there, but they're not included.
Okay. Not forget that there is space in between kalapas.
Yeah. So when we understand that when there's always the eight, there's actually 13.
We can talk about whatever. Anything when there is understanding.
Okay. Another thing, Ajahn, is I've always been curious. Why is it that the arahata, when we talk about the hastitupada citta, there are no hetus there? That seems strange to me.
Yeah, because the object does not appear to others. It's just that which is object that conditioned the arahata smiling.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. When I smile, do you know why?
No. But you would think if you were arahata.
But when it's arahata, it's different.
Yes, I can understand. Yeah. I can imagine it would be very different. But it just seems strange to me that there would be no haters.
Because one is not arahata yet. But usually...
There's no conditions.
But usually, when we smile, there must be conditions, right?
There must be lopa. Mm-hmm. That's why it's one extra.
Mm-hmm.
One extra one.
Still does.
So usually...
one more kriya chitta, special one.
Usually arahatas also smile with hetu.
Yes, always.
Only that particular one, without hetu. No one knows.
Why?
Why?
Okay.
But when one knows, everyone knows, it is not hasitupada. Because it's conditioned with hetu.
Okay, I'll leave that then. I'll just accept that. That's just the way.
It's not something to doubt about.
No, I know, but... I thought I would. Sometimes, if I have a doubt about something, it helps me with other things too. It just seems strange that there is no haters with that one.
Would it be strange to you if it was said there is no asitupada citta?
Would that be strange?
Would
no.
That be strange?
Well, that would be strange, wouldn't it? Because that would be strange, wouldn't it?
Why?
Because there would need to be that smile-producing consciousness that arahatas have.
So it is there, it has, and that's why it's explained that it is this particular, because of this particular chitta.
When the newly born baby smiles, do you know why?
Well, you can imagine, but...
Mm-hmm.
That's
it's just like that.
But we infer a chant that babies... It's not asitupada.
Right. But we don't know why. But we don't know why. See?
Well, they smile because of lobha, no, Ajahn? Lobha. The
but
baby smells.
What condition smile?
What condition for a baby who has just been born does not know anything yet. So why would he be...
Well, he
just born, they don't smile.
Well, he's born because of lobha anyway. I mean...
But we don't know towards what we... Wouldn't you... You
but when Kumbhati smile, we know.
We
see?
Know towards
we know
what?
Very
yeah.
well
what
Kumbhati.
We know that it is lopa, but towards what? That's the question.
What's any pleasant feeling through the eyes, through the ears, through the body
you
sense?
Think after seeing?
Yes.
Smile after seeing?
Body sense. Just pleasant. Tomanasa. I don't know. Usually.
So Ajahn, when you say this, are you saying that? The smile would usually be because of some thought of a baby. The baby is smiling because of some thought, something in the mind.
Domanasa, right? I mean,
Somanasa,
right?
What thought? Maybe something from the past?
Well, it's like an abstract thought, just the thought that comes after the pleasant.
Baby usually smiles because of some. Okay, speaking in conventional terms. A baby smiles because either the mother smiles at the baby, so the baby smiles back. Or, you know, that's how the baby learns.
Yeah, because the baby can smile alone.
Alone also.
I guess from having three babies.
Even not baby, when you are alone. Sometimes
I have to say
you smile.
That babies, there has to be some stimulus from outside for the baby to smile. They don't.
Even alone.
Well, unless they, you know, but what I used to think with my own kids, sometimes you'd see them smiling. They didn't know you were there. And I used to think maybe they were dreaming.
Ajahn is talking about small infants.
Yeah, or
small infants.
Yes.
If they smile, yes. Because they have gas.
Yes. No.
Because they have what?
Gas.
Yeah. No, they don't smile with gas. They
oh,
cry.
No, they do. They often
cry.
They
cry.
I've been crying.
Even you, I think when you are alone, sometimes you smile.
Yeah. Because of what's being thought.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
no one knows, but you know. Like now.
It's a thought what produces smile always, right?
I think Kunsundara's question comes also from the fact that normally we would think that an arahata when he smiles because of some understanding, and then at that time there's roots, wisdom and lopa, it is alopa, and it can be with pleasant feeling, it can be smile because of that. So why the need for rootless hasitupada? Why that out of the blue?
My conditions.
That's what I was thinking. This is one of these things is interesting, but not need to know at this stage, and it could distract one from knowing what can be known now.
I mean, it doesn't, if we know that there's a Hasitupata Rupa, it doesn't really, the only thing it might increase our understanding is the idea that because the Arahat has no longer has conditions for Naman Rupa to arise. Naman Rupa. He no longer has conditions for other conditioned realities to arise.
Anything, it depends on the person's understanding. Yeah, yeah. When I hear, it's fine, I have no problem, right? I know that I don't know. And if the text say it is, then it is, it must be. Right?
Yeah, exactly. There's no arguing that it isn't or is. It's just saying that understanding that particular piece of information is not necessary to further our own understanding.
If we can go, Ajahn, just going back to some of these questions in the appendix. When sound impinges on the ear sense, what is the first chitta which experiences that sound? So obviously, people would automatically think it would be Sota Vijnana, but can we say that it's Panchadwara? What is that?
Yes.
First? Panchadwara.
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay.
Different function.
Mm-hmm. But that's the first one.
Mm-hmm. Same object.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which type of chitta precedes the Hasitupata chitta? What's the chitta that precedes that? Hasitupata. Would that be Manodwara?
Yes.
Manodwara. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one's. And then it says, is the mind door adverting consciousness? Or Manodwara, Vachanchita, the mind door. Well, we know it's not. It's the Wanga. Wanga is the mind door.
Okay, again, please.
Where it says, is the mind door adverting consciousness, Manodwara, Vachanchita, the mind door? Is it the mind door? Is Manodwara the mind door?
Manodvara is different from Manodvara Vachanachitta.
Yes, that's right. Mm. Yes.
So what's mind?
Pavanga.
Pavankupacheda.
Pavankupacheda.
Yes.
Yeah, we've done that one before. How many functions has the Manodvara Vachanachitta? And how many doorways, processes does it arise? Which objects does it experience? There's quite a few questions there. So we look at the first one. How many functions has the Manodvara Vajinachitta? So we can say it's got two functions. Yeah. Manodvara Vajinachitta. How many functions? And how many doorways, processes does it arise? So in two doorways. Yeah.
Six. Can be more than two.
Six.
You have five sense doors in the mind door or something. Yeah. Okay.
Six.
Yeah. Which objects does it experience? Well, all the six objects, is it? Okay. Which Paramatta Dhammas is Hetu, roots? Which Paramatta Dhamma is Hetu? So, I'm not sure of that. Which Paramatta Dhamma is Hetu? Yeah, of course, yeah. Thanks, right. Chedasika, yeah. Chedasika, that's right.
He's thinking.
Yeah. Which Paramatta Dhamma is Hetu? Yeah, it must be Chedasika. Yeah. Mm. Of which Kanda is Hetu? Of which Kanda is Hetu? Sankara Kanda, yeah, of course. Is Nibbana Hetu? No, it's not. It's not Hetu. What is the... What are the dhammas that are not Hetu and not Sankara Kanda?
again, please.
What are the dhamma? What are the dhammas that are nahetu and not sankhara kanda? What are the dhammas that are not hetu and not sankhara kanda? I'm not sure. What are the dhammas that are not hetu?
What the question is, what dhamma?
Yeah, what are the dhammas that are nahetu and not sankhara kanda? I'm not sure.
What dhamma are not
nahetu?
Nahetu.
Which dhammas are not hetu?
Nahetu. Not means, well, not hetu.
Not hetu.
What dhammas
are not hetu?
Yeah.
Rupas are not hetu.
Chitta
is not hetu.
It's true,
yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Nibbana.
Yeah.
And
Nibbana
is not hetu.
And?
What dhammas?
Chittas
are not hetu.
No,
what dhammas? Out of four Paramattha dhamma, not hetu are Chitta, Rupa and Nibbana.
And, okay. And not
the hetu are the chetasikas.
Yes, it's also dhamma.
I've got that.
Sorry,
the other chetasikas also dhamma.
Are also dhamma, and the other chetasikas. So
okay.
Chetasikas.
There's nine actually.
I'm sorry. Can you go over the chetasika part again?
No, Ajahn is saying although the chetasikas, the six chetasikas are. The six roots are all chetasikas,
yes.
But the rest of the chetasikas are not root. So included in not root are those remaining chetasikas. 52 minus 6.
Okay.
Those are not roots, right? 52 minus 6?
Yeah, I got the math.
Yeah. Those are not roots. Chetana is not root.
No, Ananasikara
is not root.
Okay.
Right.
Which are the six which are root? The six chetasikas that are root?
Lobha,
Dosa,
Moha, Aloha,
Okasa, Anoha. All right.
Ajahn, although these questions are helpful, we don't need to worry too much, isn't it? Because sometimes it's just we don't remember.
Matter of remember, it's a matter of understanding.
Right. And I think the understanding comes as your understanding develops. So better than being able, because some people can answer because they have good...
if there's no understanding, I think that they cannot answer.
Some people can. And some people can just remember very fast that this minus this plus this. Some people can answer with book knowledge also. I mean, they just remember through remembrance. But sometimes some people with understanding, it takes time to remember.
Okay. Can hetu be kusala? Can hetu be kusala?
Hetu, there are three that are kusala, three that are not.
See, you missed the meaning of kusala, because it can be kusala vipaka.
Mm.
And when you just say kusala, you mean not including the kusala vipaka.
So,
see?
Like this.
So, it needs understanding.
So, it can be, if I take time, I can answer also. If I take time, because right now that time, sometimes when in those kind of situations, then you don't.
Okay. Can akusla hetu be vipaka?
Can akusla
hetu
be vipaka? I don't understand.
See, so no answer. But when there is understanding.
But some people can answer.
I think that person has to understand. Otherwise, it's just like you. I don't understand, see? So how can the answer be right? Can be, but no cause. Accident.
Just by accident or by the skills, particular skills, to remember.
So now, can akusala hetu be vipaka?
Akusala hetu
being. Can it be vipaka?
Same question, I don't understand.
See? But some can answer because of the understanding.
Right. Can. No. And my point is this, Achar.
I say no.
Yes.
I say no, and I don't have. So I don't have understanding.
The thing is, Achar, and I'm saying no. I don't understand because I see more
you
important
just
is guessed, to understand.
You just guessed, and we know that it's guessing.
No, I'm saying because I know that it's more important to understand. So, in that way, we agree that. If there's understanding, then you can understand. Then you can answer. So the reason I brought it up is that if you cannot answer, don't
but
worry.
When we ask other way around and around and around, you cannot answer.
And so if
and
there's
the answer might be not the same.
And if you cannot answer, means you don't have understanding. So don't worry. When you have understanding, then you can answer. That's the point I brought this thing up. Why not? Don't worry about being able to answer or not.
Because there's no understanding, so.
So when you listen more, and you can one day answer, so that's what I'm saying, Achar.
That's why we learn to listen to question like, "Can akusala hetu be vipaka?"
But even then,
no.
For some.
Depends on what
you're talking about. Yes, yes, I know the reason.
I would say definitely yes.
Yes, yes.
But you'll have to listen. The thing is, you have to have an explanation and you have to listen, and then again, you may not understand.
I think you consider carefully what that question.
But even then, if it's no understanding,
okay.
Then you forget.
When you answer yes, you listen carefully.
In the beginning, when I first heard that, I was thinking and I thought, well, yes, it is possible for there to be.
For reality cannot be intangible.
When you asked that question, Ajahn, I thought about it, and I thought, yes, it must be possible to.
It's your own understanding when you
yes.
say it must or it possible.
Yeah.
But it's not the answer, the truth, because it is possible. It's not the truth.
So what's
That's not the answer.
You have to say the reason, not just that it's possible.
I'm not sure what you're saying there, Ajahn, when you're saying it, to say it must be possible. That's not the truth.
Because you have to
say the why.
Either
why?
Yes or no.
Oh, it's yes.
So it's yes.
Yes.
Then
and
why?
It's yes.
Tell you why I think it's yes.
Yes and yes.
Okay,
now why? This may be right. I may be off the mark totally, but kusala vipaka. The vipaka is the result of kusala kama. Kusala kam has roots. Yes, or that's why I'm thinking that vipaka can either have kusala roots, if it's the result of kusala.
When it's vipaka, it cannot be kusala anymore.
Okay.
When it is vipaka.
Oh, it's not
kusala.
Because it's not gamma. Right?
Therefore,
it's the result of gamma.
Therefore, chati, kusala cannot be vipaka.
But the vipaka resulting from kusala
and
akusala can be either kusala or akusala.
The vipaka must be vipaka all the time because it's the result. It cannot be the cause.
Oh, okay, I see.
Wait a minute.
We're talking about kusala and akusala being the cause for the result. But because it's no longer the cause when it's vipaka,
that's why we have to
say kusala or akusala.
Full word, kusala vipaka, akusala vipaka. It's different from kusala.
Yeah.
So kusala cannot be vipaka because kusala is the cause. And the result of kusala is kusala vipaka, not only kusala.
Oh, well, that's what I think I meant. Okay. Kusala vipaka and akusala vipaka.
Okay.
So
it's a matter of semantics.
So I'm saying kusala vipaka is a result of kusala kama. akusala vipaka is the result of akusala karma.
Yes, but the question is not just kusala. The root we ask about, just the root. The akusala root.
Well, for karma needs the root.
Yes, but the question is whether it can be vipaka.
Whether it needs the root.
The root can be vipaka.
Can be.
Can
Which
it be?
The question is this. Whether the akusala roots be other than akusala. Akusala karma.
I don't know.
That's why
we talk about just one reality at a time, in different aspects, in order to know whether we understand enough or not.
Mm. So I think Achan's point is that these questions are useful to test your own understanding.
Right.
And only you will know. Only your Pandya can know. Right. So if you're answering just because you remember and all, only you can know that. But it is useful, because I said it's not useful in the beginning, but Achan said it is useful. If there's understanding, it can be useful.
To know that you know enough or not enough yet. Like just a question whether the akusala root, can it be vipaka?
But Achan, the question of enough is not for the books to judge, it's right. Just... It goes according to each person.
That's why just one word. One can see by oneself with how much one understands. And this is like, check yourself about the roots.
That's why, on the other hand, it's you, when you read and you cannot answer, you do not answer and you... You just gloss over it. That can also be one level of understanding, because you know that you don't know. Isn't it, Chan? To know that you don't have that much understanding is also one level of understanding.
To know that one does know. Mm-hmm. And the answer? Still yes? What?
I don't know.
I remember that it's no, but I don't understand why it is no.
That's why the questioner knows how much one knows when there is the answer.
So the answer is?
No.
Do we need a why?
Just no. See, not enough. Because...
Phenomenon would know. Why?
Vipaka citta has only the sopana roots or no root.
But that's the book answer. Why is it not the answer? You haven't given enough explanation. That you're giving just what the book says. Mm. So why vipaka citta cannot have akusala roots? What's the reason?
Well, we have to go back to understand the vipaka. Mm-hmm. And the vipaka in the... What are the vipaka? Is two vipaka, right? That the kusala vipaka. Mm-hmm. And how much of kusala citta vipaka. Mm-hmm. And how much is akusala vipaka. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. But in the term of the akusala vipaka, they are not akusala root in that. Why?
Yeah.
When we talk about how many vipaka and how many akusala vipaka, we talk about the amount of vipaka in akusala vipaka, right? We start at what? Patisanticita, Pavankachita, right? Mm. And that five sense draw, right? Akusala vipaka from eye sense, ear sense, five, right? How many now? And then sampatisana and santirana. Just only only seven, mm-hmm. right?
Seven akusala vipakas.
Without roots.
46 words.
Without roots.
Without roots.
Without
roots. 46.
No. Seven
akusala vipakas.
Akusala vipaka without roots.
Without roots.
So the five senses
mm-hmm.
plus
sampatichana
and santirana. Okay.
At the santirana, at the patisanti, it's the same. Akusala vipaka.
Uh-huh.
For the patisanti chitta.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't understand. Can you make another explanation? Can you make it easier or something? I still don't understand.
Ajahn, we need your help. We need your help.
Yeah, I don't understand your explanation.
No, man, we need Ajahn's help.
Whenever these three akusala cetasika arise with chitta, chitta must be akusala for sure.
Yes.
Not result.
Whereas with kusala roots, it can be vipaka. But any further explanation?
Because you say that usually there must be the 18 ahetuka and 7 are the vipaka of akusala and 8 kusala vipaka. For sure, no matter you don't have, no one has to do anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be like that,
okay.
The consequence of it.
Mm-hmm.
No need for any other cetasikas, not more than whatever it can arise with the akusala ahetuka and kusala ahetuka.
So, Chan.
But to be more by higher or more fine kusala, better kusala, it needs more cetasika. It has to have this 7 akusala vipaka, no one can escape.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever kamma, akusala kamma has done,
mm-hmm.
it conditioned the 7 cetasika, citta, as its result.
Mm-hmm. Is it the similar reason why kusala citta have more cetasikas than akusala citta? So what we can say is that because kusala vipaka needs more cetasika than...
Because when it is kusala kama, it needs more.
Except when
yeah.
it's seeing, hearing...
And one has to consider the function of the vipaka as well. For example, it has to perform the function of patisanti, right? And for kusala kamma, it can condition different various
many,
results
many
in heaven and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So the result is more than just a kusala vipaka. Is that enough? 7 akusala vipaka? Or would you like more? So 7 is enough. And the function is just not very important, like patisanti. It has to be born by such and such karma,
right.
And pawanga, and jyoti. That's all. And another extra one is tathalambana only. Because seeing can be the result of kusala or akusala karma,
mm-hmm.
the 7, the 10, see. Only that. But when the object is more pleasant than usual, it is a function of somanasa santirana, while the akusala vipaka doesn't need to have more pleasant or unpleasant. It's so very bad or no one like to have it. 7 is enough.
But then again, Achan, if we talk in terms of result, we also know there are so many, starting with the animal realm, pita realm, different hell realms, so many. So some might also think why all can be without roots.
They cannot develop higher kusala or understanding like human being and deva planes.
Mm. It's enough, for you say, like you say, it's enough.
No matter the ant or the elephant, they cannot understand the teachings or the truth.
And the same with Deva, they cannot.
Depending on conditions.
Depending on conditions, Deva can understand. Develop more.
Yeah.
Develop, can increase development of panya.
So at that time, then you need panya, yeah?
Right. Well, I thought
and,
I'd heard.
And also. So what would be the example of vipaka with roots, kusala roots?
Two or three.
Two or three, huh? What would be the example?
Without panya.
Without panya, such as? So
anyone,
what are the example? Like
disabled person.
Humans.
Humans, okay.
You can have three roots or two roots.
So it functions, it works only in Patisanti and?
Pavanga
and
Chuti. And
Chuti.
And Tathalabana, that's all.
Oh, okay.
Not important, like Chavana or Kusala or Kusala. How many roots Devadattas Patisanti Chita?
Three. But not now. Now it's
now what, how many roots?
No roots.
Yeah.
Now who's now?
I'm sorry. Who was Devata in previous life?
Right.
Now no roots. Now he's in hell.
And what Chitta performed the five sin of Patisanti?
Santira.
What type?
Kusala-vipaka.
Akusala-vipaka.
I'm not remembering who Devadatta was.
He's
the Buddha's cousin.
Who
made him like a little, how do you call it, a little blood thing.
Or made him bleed.
Not bleed, but just like
clot.
Like a, this, when you hit yourself and a little kind of, not a bruise, I mean like a little blood thing, but that doesn't come out of the body, it just says.
Did bleed?
Because he needs Chivaka Komarapata to treat him.
That's somebody, that's the name.
Doctor. Nice doctor.
But he bleed, the Buddha bleed?
Yes.
Blood came out of the body?
Otherwise,
yeah?
He didn't need any treatment.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just like those little blood things.
So, Devadatta, no roots.
Now.
We don't count now.
When he was
born,
yes.
That life, it was
he had three roots.
The result of Akusala.
I'm sorry.
Now he has only no root.
Because he was reborn in hell for many kapas.
But as Devadatta, it was three roots.
Yes, I understand that. I see that.
Because he was able to develop jhana, and a very high level of jhana too. Which is amazing of jhana in a way that he, if he developed that, he must have developed a rupa jhana to have those psychic powers. So he must have had a lot of wisdom to realize the danger of Akusala, and yet he behaved in that way, so it shows different accumulations.
Yeah, he didn't know the paths.
No, I didn't say he did. I was just saying that he must have had a lot of wisdom to develop a rupa jhana. He must have seen the great danger of Akusala to be able to reach that high level
sense
of jhana.
Sense objects.
Yes, of course I know that.
Attachment to sense objects. Mm. So, someone with attachment to sense objects.
He knew about those though.
Right. So, but he knows only in relation to attachment to sense objects. So he knew how to suppress them. Now other kusala, although they are result of sensuous attachment, it was not like for example jealousy and all that, it was not directly related to the idea of being attached to taste, smell, hearing and all that, in the sense that he wouldn't know that being jealous of the Buddha was akusala.
Why up that?
I think he would know
a little bit about that. And he had a great regret towards the end of his life when he came to see the Buddha and was going to apologize.
Yeah, but the kind of panya that he knows is like everybody knows.
Yes, but you didn't say that. You said something different.
Right, but you were leading to the point that if he knew, he could go into jhana, means that he would be aware enough to know that jealousy is not a good thing.
I never said that, Sukhin. Excuse me, let's go back a bit. All I said was, it's quite amazing that he had a very high level of wisdom to develop the level of arupa jhana, which does take a lot of
wisdom. Nothing to do with the eradication of
No, I know that jhana. That's asawakya. That's very different. But I was saying he still had a lot of wisdom to develop that level.
Just enough to that point.
Yeah, just enough to that point. Yeah.
But Ajahn, when you say enough to that point, it means
to be able to develop jhana.
But it doesn't mean that from that, the development of wisdom of the Eightfold Path goes further from that. It's a different path. So even if someone knows the danger of sense objects and develop jhana, it doesn't mean he has any basis for understanding reality. Only after he hears the Dhamma can he understand even pariyati, patipati or pativeda. So it means nothing that he has panya to the level of seeing sense objects, and in daily life he would have more understanding of other dhammas, or that he is going to have better chance of developing satipatthana.
To me, in that life, he doesn't have the understanding of reality.
He didn't have at that time.
He did know who's the Buddha. Only his cousin, see, not the Buddha.
So that's what I was leaning towards, that understand, just because he developed jhana, does not he mean that he was generally a kalyanamitta or anything? He was not.
Actually, it sounds like a different kind of panya, completely
nothing
different.
To do with the understanding of the truth.
Yeah,
of
nothing
reality.
to do. Right.
So when you use the word amazing, I found it wasn't amazing. That's how it is. Wow. Someone who has developed panya of jhana, but has not heard the Dhamma, does not under will.
He heard, but it doesn't get.
Yeah, he didn't understand in that life.
Not enough to know what he's doing.
Yeah, but still, I think I would also use the term amazing that Sundara used, because I mean, having such a high degree of jhana and at the same time being able
can
to have so much
one
evil.
Who had reached a degree of such level have wrong understanding?
Yes, of course.
And they will have ego. They will have a lot
of conceit. I said evil, but ego also.
Oh, I see.
Also ego.
Including the idea of self, sure.
Yes, but I'm saying about evil, like being such an... When he came out of jhana, when he would lose his jhana, he would be such an evil person, so full
so
of jealousy.
Enough to think about Buddha to be the enemy, his enemy.
Right, right.
And what about Uncle Mala? See, we cannot know. Uncle Mala.
And Angulimala was, I think, almost the opposite of Devadatta, in the sense that he was so bad, and then he heard and he became totally different. Arahata. When he met the Buddha, he became totally different.
So foolish enough to do such deeds just by the words of the teachings, the teacher.
So accumulation is something very... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We cannot... It's very complicated.
is more variegated than the citta.
Nothing is what?
More variegated means that it's
irrigated.
Various style, various, so variety, such a great
variety.
Yeah. And that's why the example when somebody talked about how the painting is so this thing, so many colors and so many things and all that. See, it's so.
No one can paint like you.
No one can
in
paint
this
like
room.
The way the chitta paints all the time.
That sounds like the title of a song. Nobody can paint like you.
And it's happening all the time.
So when the Devadatta hurt the Buddha, what he had to go to the doctor, right?
The doctor
Buddha
asked to treat him.
So what happened to the Buddha? Why did he have to go to the doctor?
He had vipaka as well. Akusala vipaka.
Yes, I know. But what was exactly what happened? Where he hurt him?
On the foot, I think.
Yes, foot.
On the foot.
I mean, if he had to see the doctor, it was quite not a small thing.
The doctor was there. He didn't go to the doctor. The doctor was around. The doctor was
anyone would like to treat him.
The doctor liked to treat him. He didn't complain, but the doctor thought that he should.
Buddhas don't complain, right?
So, any question about Ahetuka now?
At the moment, I'm not thinking about anything. I just think that we know there are those 18 chittas, and that's just the way it is.
Now,
yeah.
I mean, to talk about being amazed by. Actually, the first time I heard about jhana from here, from Achan, that was about 19 years ago or little less, I was really amazed that those people had such high level of punya that they could suppress the attachment and what the hindrances. So I'm impressed by that level of punya. It's not to say that I'm not impressed, I'm very impressed, but I'm not amazed at someone with that level of punya, but no basis for satipatthana, has no basis for sati, because I don't see any connection between the
two. Yeah, but not even basis for sati, not even basis for kusala, sila.
I'm not amazed by that.
He can be the most evil person.
He can be the most evil person because he has not eradicated. Simple as that. And he's still a putujana. He's not even a Kalyana putujana. He's a putujana.
And at the same time, the most evil person like Angulimala, who had killed 100 people, or I don't know how many, 99?
Not as evil as Devadatta.
But it's a very important task.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Help people to understand.
Mm-hmm. No, but that's why when one of the people was, when in the second day he was announcing and saying that when we were closing, he said that I sacrificed my time to come here. I said, no, there's no better time than this. This is the best thing to do. I think so. There's nothing better than this.
Mm-hmm. In my life.